I'm Mike Goen. I'm sitting in for Tracy Ross on Sounds Good. Delighted to have Chad Lampe join me, and he'll be talking to Terry Johnson of the Bluegrass State Games.
Hey, Terry, are you there?
I am.
Hey,
I am.
Thanks so much for spending your time with us today. And we're talking.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, we're talking about the Bluegrass State Games, and if you could tell me a bit about just the history right now. Explain the history of the Bluegrass State Games.
Yeah, in 1984, then Bartholane Collins decided, as some states did around that time, right off the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, that it was a unique way, and that states needed to promote healthy, active living and participatory sports and getting people out and active in a fun way. And so she created the Bluegrass State Games along with a number of other folks at that time, and it's been going strong ever since. It's staged annually. We have about 35 different sports that people compete in from all over the state, and they compete for Bluegrass State Games medals, and I'm proud to say that we're heading into our 29th year.
Wow, 29 years, that's right. That's a big milestone. And you've got a whole bunch of different sports, including chess, cross-country, cycling, disc golf, track and field, tennis, table tennis. You can find out a lot more about the games that are offered at the Bluegrass State Games at the website bluegrassstategames.org. And you can see the sports specifically at /sports. If I wanted to participate in the Bluegrass State Games, how do I get to do that?
Well, one of two ways. One, you go to the site that you just mentioned. You go to any of those sports pages, whatever sport you're interested in, and there's a way to register online, and there's different, you know, registration fees for different events, whether they're individual, team, you know, and so on. Or you can call us here at our office at 859-255-0336. And that's 859-255-0336, and you actually talk to a real live person. You don't talk to a menu of options and that you have to navigate through. And we'll help you sign up for whatever you're interested in or answer questions for you. So either one of those two ways, and we'll take care of it.
Now you have the season kickoff, and that's July 4th in Lexington. Tell us about the festival.
Yeah, there's a 4th of July festival here in downtown Lexington that we partner with, and we have float, we have teams and individuals, youth through adult that march along with that float. We're running some contests for people to carry the torch that lights the cauldron in front of the judges' stand, and an opportunity to ride on the float and to do some different things similar to an Olympic style torch run. But we won't ask you to run if you don't want to. But it's an actual Olympic style torch, and we launched the games with that event and the lighting of the cauldron. We also are going to be there on site signing people up, and we'll have games and trinkets, and it'll be a lot of fun there on the 4th of July.
Well, we mentioned all the sports. Well, not all of them. There's a whole bunch of sports that you can participate in with the Bluegrass State Games. But there's also an opportunity for people to submit a sport if it's not listed. How do you go about that?
You go on our website. Again, you can get to it either through bluegrassstategames.org, as you mentioned, or bgsg.org. Either way, we'll take you to the same site, and you can fill out a simple form that we have a questionnaire, because we get this question a lot: how do you add a sport, how do you determine? And we've added some new ones here recently, skateboarding, ultimate frisbee, and or just to name a couple that have been added in this way. And we try to make sure we stay on the cutting edge of emerging sports, and especially with college students, ultimate frisbee is becoming so very popular. The high school level lacrosse is becoming more and more popular. And so we're trying to change with the times, and we take it under consultation. We have a committee that looks at it from our board of directors, and we go from there. So you just fill out that form, submit, and, you know, we'll be in contact.
Ian, the kickoff celebration is on July 4th, but you do have events up on the website for upcoming events on June 15th, a track and field event at Center College, and swimming in Lexington. So all of the events don't necessarily begin in July, do they?
Correct. You are correct. We've actually already had high school fishing down your way in Kentucky Lake. Was back in March. What we do is the bulk of the games, about 90% of them, take place in July over a few weekends. But some of the sports lend themselves to being at different times of the year because of the nature of the sport. For instance, this year, basketball, instead of doing it as we've traditionally done in July and August when it's kind of out of season, we're looking to put on an event in November when it's more, you know, when there's more opportunity for participation. So we do have that, and you mentioned swimming and track and field for a couple of different reasons are taking place here in a couple of weeks. And we, you mentioned that they're in Lexington. We have some events that are in different parts of the state, especially when the geography or the nature of the sport lends itself to that. But we do try to keep it in central Kentucky so that it's easiest, the easiest possible trip for everybody, from literally from Pikeville to Paducah. And we try to make it easy, as easy as we can on everybody to travel.
You mentioned there are some entry fees associated with games, but mm-hmm. also you have to maintain this organization. So,
no question.
How do you maintain the organization that operates Bluegrass State Games?
Well, you're exactly right. The games cost about $500,000 to put on to do this, and so we have to generate that revenue. We get a little bit of help from the state and a little bit of help from the city of Lexington. From public funds, but about 86% of our funding is private. So that comes through registration fees and our sponsors and the fundraising programs that we have. Our sponsors, and if you indulge me just a second, that Subway and Chevrolet are two big reasons, not to mention Fruit of the Loom, which is down there located in Western Kentucky. They're big sponsors of the games, and their sponsorship support allows us to keep the registration fees as low as we can. When your listeners go on our website and see our registration fees, I think they'll find that we're a lot less than most of the tournaments that you go out and find now that are maybe for profit or whatever. That's really because we have such great sponsorship support. And we have a great fundraising program called Friends of the Games, where small businesses contribute just to help us support the game. So, you know, we'll pay we'll pay almost 20% of our budget will go to paying just officials. And then we pay another probably 10% of our budget goes to medical coverage and things like that. So things that people don't necessarily think of that we pay. We are a nonprofit 501c3. We have two full-time employees and four wonderful interns this summer and each and every summer and they come in and help us, and that's the sum total of our overhead. So we really do try to keep it as lean as possible to make sure that all the monies that we raise go into making the games better.
Well, Terry Johnson with the Bluegrass State Games, it sounds like a really fun event, and I really appreciate you taking your time and explaining the opportunity for folks to participate.
Well, guys, thank you so much. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you allowing us to come on today.
Thank you, Terry.